I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. How are things in Tabor this morning?
Things are hot and dry.
Hot.
But other than that, great.
And I'm guessing you're fairly busy these days. Last minute preparations for Cornstalk 23, all set to go July 28th and 29th.
Yeah, things are coming together really well, but lots to do for sure. Getting pretty excited.
Your original plan was to put Tabor on the map as far as a music destination and a music show is concerned, but they've been on the map for a while because of the corn.
That's correct. Yeah, I want to make it worthwhile to get something else other than that corn piece in there. And now it's going to be this music festival thing. As we continue to grow it, it'll be corn and music, so we'll have two spots on the map, I guess.
I love it, and I love the name right off the hop. Cornstalk is perfect.
Yeah, we really enjoyed naming it that. We had a bit of a risk because Tabor has a large festival in August called Corn Fest.
Oh, okay.
So there was a little bit of confusion between Cornstalk and Corn Fest, but we just couldn't leave it alone simply because of the link back into Woodstock, and then of course corn. And in this time of year, fresh corn is just coming on. So we're actually just going to announce that the very first fresh Tabor corn for 23. Is going to be available at Cornstalk.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if you were going to have vendors at the show, and you will.
Yep, for sure. We'll be serving corn.
See, that's a brilliant marketing idea right there. We've got the right guy at the helm, don't we?
You bet.
So how long have you lived in Tabor?
I have been on and off basically most of my life. I grew up near here in agricultural community, and then was away for a few years, and then I've been back here now for another 20. So I'm a music lover. Most genres I really love, and sort of one of the things that started this off is my wife and I, we love going to concerts, especially outdoor concerts, but all concerts. The summer prior to COVID hitting, we went to 17 different concerts that year.
Holy
cow!
This
was sort of the love that we had in music, and so post-COVID, we thought, let's bring them to us instead of going to them.
I love what you've done, too. You've got some locals and then a couple of big, well, I'll let you tell me who you've got, but you've got some classic rock artists as well in there, and what a lineup.
Yeah, and that's sort of my main fan base of where I'm passionate about is a lot of these bands that I sort of, you know, grew up a little bit on and learned to love, and my wife and I dated through, and all of those ties, right? And they've been around a lot of years, but yeah, Prism, Honeymoon Suite, Harlequin, and Toronto are four of those that I've listened to for 40 years, and you know, it's great to be able to still have them touring, and now to have the dream of being able to have them coming and playing a concert for me, which is really awesome.
And to have them all in just a couple of days is fantastic. Let's talk about the way tickets are going to work and where you're having the show. You've got weekend camping available, and you've got early weekend passes up for sale. Let's get all that info.
Yeah, that's correct. We still have the early bird pricing. We're going to keep that on right up until a day before the show. That's $97. Of course, there's fees and taxes on top of that, like any concert. And then they'll go to $125 the day of the show and at the gate. And yeah, camping is available. We have camping spots and tenting spots that are available. We're going to have a lot of food trucks in there, beer gardens. It's going to be hot, so we'll keep everyone well hydrated and out of the sun as best as we can. And we just want to be able to make this as best for everyone that attends as possible. We want people to walk away and say, I can't wait for Cornstalk 24.
I love it. July 28th and 29th, Tabor, Alberta, Cornstalk 23. Ken, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.